This is your friend John Walden. I'm glad you joined us for a little Bible study. And we're looking at the life of the Lord Jesus and some of the lessons we can learn from his teachings and from his acts. All his words were oracles, and his works were miracles. In the 12th chapter of Matthew, the Lord Jesus was criticized for some of the things that he did. And he said, haven't you read in the law how that on the Sabbath day the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. Then in verse 41, he said, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Three times in the 12th of Matthew, the Lord Jesus declared that he was greater. He was greater than the temple because he is the greater priest. In the Old Testament, Aaron was given a priesthood, and the descendants of Aaron were allowed to serve, and only his descendants were allowed to serve in the temple. They offered sacrifices which could never take away sin. But our Lord Jesus Christ is the great high priest, and he offered himself without spot to God, and he put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He is indeed much greater than the temple. He is the greater priest. Then Jonah was a prophet. Jonah was a great prophet. Jonah was sent to the Gentiles, a most unusual thing for a Jewish prophet. But the Lord Jesus is the greater prophet. Moses said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet unto you, to him shall you hearken. And we're told that the Lord Jesus came to bring the last message of his Father. God, who in sundry times and divers manners spake in time past to the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us in his Son. And so the Lord Jesus brings the last word of God, the gospel word. And if you reject God's last word, there isn't any salvation for you. He is the greater than Jonas because he is the greater prophet. The queen of the south, the queen of Sheba, came to hear Solomon's wisdom. And Solomon was the most wise man. But the Lord Jesus is wisdom personified. The Lord Jesus is the one spoken of in the 8th chapter of Proverbs, called wisdom, who was with the Father before the world was created, and whose delights were in the sons of men. We're told in 1 Corinthians 1 that he has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. He is greater than Solomon because he is the greater king. Solomon's glory, great as it was nothing compared to the glory of our blessed Lord in that coming day when he shall be King of kings and Lord of lords. Let me ask you, is the Lord Jesus great to you? Do you love him? Well, to knowing is to love him. John writes, we love him because he first loved us. And if you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you'll know that he is indeed greater than the temple, greater than Jonah, greater than Solomon, that he is the priest and the prophet, and the king, that he supplies everything that we need, that he has made unto us everything that we could possibly need, that we find in the Lord Jesus the complete satisfaction that can be had in no other way. Now, if you haven't received him as your own Savior, let me recommend him to you. I've known him for well over 50 years. I tell you that if you put your trust in the Lord Jesus, he'll make you glad. He'll satisfy your heart and your conscience and your mind and your whole life. And if you have received him, Let's worship him for his greatness and be glad to serve him. Our blessed Lord Jesus, we acknowledge thee again as the greatest. We ask thy blessing on thy own word. We pray for thy dear children. We pray for the lost. In the name that is above every name. Amen.